I might come back to a couple of people because you dropped a lot of names and I wanted you to talk about some of them. But so in somewhere in there, you sat the exam.
Right. It was the year I was at Hamilton,
Okay.
with Ron McCauley in
All
the
right.
Department of Family Medicine. That was the year at McMaster when they had their first year of a residency program.
Okay.
And it was the year before they had any medical students.
Oh, okay.
So it
That's right.
was an interesting place because they were getting ready for the residency, which they were already in,
Yeah.
but they were also getting ready for having medical students.
Okay.
And certainly wanting to put a new educational face on medical education.
Right. So one of the things that I'm trying to sort out is how they chose these 13 victims for the first exam. And so were you was that did you just see that as a credential you wanted as an academic, or how did you
Pretty much. I found out after I'd finished the year at Mac and was into the first year of the medical education stuff at Michigan State, I found out during that year that I was going to be accepted as a candidate for the exam and being considered a residency eligible candidate because I'd done the fellowship year and had had 2 years of residency in medicine and pediatrics. And I think I had a letter from Don Rice inviting me to sit the exam as a resident candidate. As I understood, there are 13 of us took the exam, and six or seven were residency eligible, and
None
the
of the
rest
rest
were
were practice.
practice
That's
eligible.
right.
Yeah.
I think there were six residents.
That's probably right.
And I had misunderstood where they came from because there were two programs that graduated residents in 69, Calgary and Western. But the others were kicking off, like Ottawa had a, and Mac obviously had something going as well. So I assumed they were kind of like three and three or two and four or something like that. But in fact, people came from quite varied backgrounds. And Don Patton, I think, was a residency eligible candidate too, and
Yes.
he was from Ottawa, right? And
Yes.
hadn't done either of the two programs. So
Right.
yeah, interesting. Can you just what was it like, the
The
exam?
exam?
Yeah, do you remember?
It was a little bit nerve-wracking because it was brand new and everybody was trying out something different
Yeah.
than they'd ever experienced before,
Right.
whether they were taking the exam or giving the exam.
Right.
I remember having interesting examination experiences with John Zach, who was one of the examiners. I remember with John and I forget who was also in the room. There were two of them, two examiners and me. And we were discussing a long case. It was a long general case.
Right.
And one of the things the patient had been getting was regular shots of B12 from their doctor.
Okay.
And I spouted off, having been in the Harvey Clinic in Orillia, where there was a list of over 100 names on the wall of people who received weekly shots of B12 for their pernicious anemia, which meant that 95% of them probably didn't have pernicious anemia, but liked to have the shots. And so I had that background. And so I spouted this off in my response to the care of this patient on the exam. And in the middle of saying, this is crazy, everybody's prescribing this injection of B12. And then it hit me that maybe the two examiners in the room were in the habit of giving weekly shots of B12 to their patients, and maybe I should shut up. So I remember that. The other thing I remember, I was in another room with David Brunet, who was a Quebec member of the college, and a very lovely gentleman. And David was playing the role of a woman with vaginitis. And I can remember him struggling with the role playing and me struggling with not laughing at David playing the role of somebody with vaginitis. But we got through that. I think Reg Perkin was in the room for that part of the exam as well.
Reg also had vaginitis, apparently.
And did he? Yeah, well, yeah. I guess they switched the role, right, back and forth.
Yeah.
But those are the two specific things I remember about the exam. Otherwise, I went away from the exam feeling, well, you know, they asked me stuff that's probably important about family doctors.
Yeah.
And I thought that it was a good exam.
Okay. Yeah. That's great. I mean, that's interesting.